and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title for her preaching today is Be Merciful.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. News reports from Poland, Romania, and other countries show us women compassionately trying to assist other women and children from Ukraine to make hard decisions as to where they would live, choosing a country and being placed in housing. Others were housing and feeding the refugees. The donations of food, clothing, and shelter were piled by the borders. Others, we hear, drove them to where they could stay, even if it was to another country. We've seen people helping the elderly and children evacuate Ukraine. We've even heard of our Dominican brothers and sisters doing the same. A cameraman spoke his regret to picture a family dead on the ground from a bombing of an evacuation route, saying, "I'm just recording this war crime. That's important." The contrast of mercy and violence as hospitals and civilians are bombed in an unjust war. We witness this, collect for refugees, and some even say, "No matter how high gas prices go, if it stops the war, I will pay." We must be in solidarity with the world in opposing this war. But we also, as disciples, must look inward to see how we are merciful to ourselves, our family, and the poor in our neighborhoods. A woman came looking disheveled, dirty, and smelly to a gathering, and the leader noted how she judged her. Later, she gave her clothes, personal supplies, and whatever seemed necessary. The next day, she came in looking wonderful and was able to participate in ways the more experienced persons could not. Soaps, detergents, and personal supplies are not covered by food stamps. We need to see the circumstances and not judge. Doctors cannot find why long COVID makes people tired, have headaches, and brain fog. These suffering need to be merciful to themselves and to their limitations. We need not think they are lazy. Today, how can we measure out mercy and compassion to ourselves and others? Pray, we must, but how can we go beyond and share our gifts? Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. With a measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you.